Bracha, Avram David Cohen, Sunday, Turley.
Shus, Chash Ve'elem. Gemara in Sukkah Lamazayim with Aleph tells us, Omanu Rabba Lanhu Migdoli Yeshana. Rabba said to the binders, those who were tied the Dalet Minim, and he told them as follows, Ki Gadlisa Yeshana, when you go and you tie the Dalet Minim, make sure Shari Bebeis Yad, make sure you leave a space where you can hold your hands on the Dalet Minim, Kehiki Dleis Habit Chitzitza. There shouldn't be any chasitza whilst shaking your dalet minim. Because Rava then argues, and Rava argues with the previous din of Rava, and he says, kolon ha'oisoi eini chaitzitz. Anything which is there, which beautifies the dalet minim, it makes it look nice, there's a noi to the dalet minim, it's not chasitza. The Shulchan Aruch, Tofish and Aleph, the Lachas Takas Paskan, according to the Rava, holders, in order to hold the dalet minim, are permitted. Obviously, if you feel this, it's only if it's a noi to the dalet minim, because they get with tefillin on Chol HaMoed, those who wear tefillin. So anyway, mitzav the sibur, it's not negeh, because the Mishnah Berurah in Tzimuch Chof Hei says, because of the Yesh Eimrim, Shloin and Yech Klau, we take them off before Halon. He says the Chazan should keep them on, because it's a tirchit tzibura, if he's going to take them off. He says, the Gabe Chol HaMoed Sukkos, there's plenty of time, because everyone's Bamtinin as Ezrug, everyone's shaking the Dalet Minim. Umeila, it won't be a tirchit tzibura if he takes them off. But the Paskim say, that's only negeh in this man of the Mishnah Berurah. The attacker took a long time, so Sheikh only had one Esek in the start. But the man is there, I don't to take already a minute or so, there's plenty of time. The Mela, it's going to be a problem with Chasitza, so therefore you have to make sure he unstraps his straps of the tefillin around his hands, so there shouldn't be Chasitza. When it is a noy, then we're going to say, Kol anoyse eini chaitzitz. And the pen is from a Gemara, Rishonah, Daf Chosayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Tzipul Zob Mokim Inach Tepiv, Possel. It's talking about that someone takes a ring of gold and he places it around the lip of the Shefer. It's possible you're not yet to blow shayfin just away. So it's few ma'afim in the Gemara, what is taka the psul? Me'iri, many other shayfin, they learn, it's posha chasar in the koil, it's the wrong koil which is required when you blow shayfin just away. But the Torah and Tavku Pevav, when he brings down the Gemara, he says, Tzipu Zob, mokim anach the piv, possul, why? The nimsa Zob, chaitzit, means fossil shayfin, chasar and chasitza, between the person's lip and the lip of the shayfin. It's fred the chalkas yoyev, the sfas emes, what happened to the din of Rava? In Sukkah, colon oisai, in a chaitzij. Surely this ring of gold beautifies the shefer. Why is it chasitza? So Hasemis himself is Matsia, if you ate us, he starts off by saying that he has a sad to say, that could be the Holchus Soren is in the Gemara is dafka by Zov, because by gold there's always a problem of in Kategan as a snega. He then goes on to say that maybe the Holchus Soren of colon oisai, in a chaitzij, is when it makes a new mitzvah. It's going to make the mitzvah into a better mitzvah. So by Dalet Minim, it's going to tie the Dalet Minim in a better way, in a better eifim. By Shefer, what's it going to do to the mitzvah really that you put a ring of gold around it? And then he says, you could say, B'doichak, that we only say kol anoyse einu chaitzis, if b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, the noy is going to be noticeable. By Shefer, you're going to have a problem. When you're blowing the Shefer, the ring of gold is going to be covered. B'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, you're not going to see the noy. And if the noy is not noticeable, then we're not going to say kol anoyse einu chaitzis. There's another kasha on here on the Torah. Because the Torah then continues, and he says, the man no mikan, from this din, of the ring of gold around the lip of the shefer, we can learn another din. What's that din? Shemhirke kashefer. Someone takes the shefer, puts it a bit away from his mouth, v'nofach boy, v'toch boy, and he blows like that. Possible. Kevin she'ein at shefer, noga b'piv, v'chin kos ramban. Shittas ramban. Someone takes the shefer and blows it a bit away from his mouth, you're not yitzer. And where do we learn this din from? From the din of a place a gold ring around the lip of the shefer. So, Fred B'chadosh, what's B'chad the Lomdo Mikane of the Torah? Maybe in the case of the gold ring, there I've got a chasitza between the lip of the person and the lip of the shefer. Here, there's only a vein between. Mech takes it, that's going to be a chasitza. Because of this, he's taka chaylok on the Shittas Ramban in the Torah. He says, I've got no makor for such a din. And he says, someone blows shefer in such a way, you yaitza. Mishnah Berurah, we pass like the Ramban in the Torah, but Mishnah Berurah says, if someone does blow in such a manner, he should blow again, but without a bracha, to be chayshus to the shit of the B'chadosh. The Mishnah B'chayrus, that test which tells us about Chamorah Shlei Bichra. Chamorah giving birth to the first time. The older Shnei Zichorim. It gives birth to twins. We're not sure which one came out first. So Noisin Tle'echad L'Koyin. You give a Tle'echad L'Koyin. So Rashi's Masbir that anyway by Chamorah, you never give the Chamorah itself to the Koyin. So Rashi's Mimonoshoch is one of them. You point it with a Tle'. So Mimonoshoch, one of them is a B'chayrus. So give a Tle'echad to the Koyin. The one then says, Man Tana, or Yerubi Adoika Bishaglili. Can't be like Bishaglili, why not? What does Bishaglili say? Yerubi Bishaglili, her Oma, Eshle Samson. Shittas Bishaglili is, that could be they both came out at the same time. and they came out at the same time, then could be they're both Bechorim. So why does Mishnah say you only give one Tlet to the Kohen, you should be giving both to the Kohen? The Gemara doesn't shak v'tarif, the Mishnah does go like Rabbi Yosef Glini or not. The Gemara then speaks about Rabbonon. Well, what says Rabbonon? Rabbonon argue Rabbi Yosef Glini, and they hold that he actually is Samson. It can't be they both came out at the same time, it must be one is before the other one. The Gemara's Moira, that Lema, Sovri Rabbonon, mixes Rechem and Makdish. Chayit is coming out then, Shittish Rabbonon is, in order to receive Kudish Rechem, you only need to touch a bit of the mother's Rechem. Why? The Ikuli Rechem, if you're going to tell me, the Ikuli Rechem Makdish, if you can tell me to receive Kudish Rechem, you need to touch the whole Rechem, so Nihi the Efsh Lesamsim. Very nice, you're telling me that there's no, there must be one came out before the other one. It's not for Samson. Each twin is stopping the other twin from touching the mother's full womb. Tell him, you're telling me, so what? It doesn't matter. As long as I'm touching Mixas Rechem, it's Makdish. Shittish Rabbonon. Omer Rav Ashi's Matzchen. He says, no. Mimbe Meino Eino Chaitzis. Really, Shittish Rabbonon is, you need to touch the whole Rechem. But Pshat is, it's Mimbe Meino Eino Chaitzis. Tosis Rishonim asks from Gemara and Chulim, where the Gemara has Shailas there about different cases of different chasitzas. One of the cases is Krochose Achosim Veitziyose, and there's cases of Mimbe Minoy. If it's Mimbe Minoy, our Gemara is saying Krahe Mimbe Minoy in a chasitzas. What's the Gemara Shailas Bechal chasitzas? So Rabban explains that Rav Ashi in our Gemara is not saying that Bevados Pshan Rabbanon is Mimbe Minoy in a chasitzas. He's saying Be'etzim it's a sophic to the Gemara here in Bechoras. What is Pshat in Shittish Rabbanon? First half the Gemara attack is saying that it must be Shittish Rabbanon is only Mixas Rechem Makdish, and if Kuli Rechem Makdish, you can have a Chasson or Chasitza, and we don't say Mimbe Meino Eino Chaitzitz. The Gemara then says, no, we do say Mimbe Meino Chaitzitz. And Rabban then continues and says that it's Mistabim all to say that Be'etzim Rav Ashi saying that Pshat in Rabbanon is like the first ad. He's just possibly saying, I can't be Michiach from you, from this mission over here. And he says there's a Dechuyah Ba'alma that we could be Matka and say Mimbe Meino Eino Chaitzitz. Man, that's Pshat in the Gemara and Chulim. And we ask there, it's all Mimbe Meino. So what? Mimbe Meino is not going to help you by Bechor. Then Rabban asks, what's Takav Pshat in this? The Gemara's first Sata is saying, it must be Shittish Rabbanon is that Mixas Rechem Makdish. The Ikuli Rechem Makdish, I'm going to have a Chasorim of Chasitza. What happened to this thing of Mimbe Meino in the Chaitzis? Chor, this is a Klah, you say in the Shas. Mimbe Meino in the Chaitzis, why is she not hold of it? Rabban explains with an exception to the din of Mimbe Meino in the Chaitzis. We don't say Mimbe Meino in the Chaitzis when the items need to be touching. Regarding Bukhari, in order for the Bukhari to receive Kudush Rechem, we need a positive full feel of the mother's womb in order to receive the Kudusha. This is not a Chasitza. The problem rather is that we're lacking that positive full feel of the mother's womb. We need that Nagia to receive the Kudush Rechem. So very nice, he's going to tell me Mimbe Meino Eino Chaitzis. But as long as I'm not touching the mother's womb, it's not going to receive the Kedusha. Mele, in the case of the two twins, since each twin is stopping the other twin from touching the full mother's womb, it's not going to receive the Kedusha. Chalak HaShoev asked these two kashas we asked earlier. One, Nagabi, what's Peshat by Shofar? We don't see the din of Rava. Kol on Oseh in a Chaitzitz. And number two, what's Peshat by Chalav of the Mikan Lomdu of the Tur to a case of Hirchik as a Shofar where there's no Chasitza? And he wanted to answer, he asked his Rebbe, Avi Nezer, and he wanted to answer how Pidus Yisoid or the Ramban, that when there's a din Nagia, Mamish Nagia, it's not going to help to say Kol on Oseh in a Chaitzitz. So there's a chiluk between Shofar and Lulav. So you could say that Nagabi, Lulav, all the Torah says, L'kachta l'chem pri etzadah. It doesn't say you have to go and touch it with your hand. Moshe l'gav l'kein godl, and Yom HaKippurim, there the mission says you have to go and toivel and straightway dry himself. Chazal learned, it can't be a chasitz of mayim between the big dekuna and the guf of the kein godl. Because there Chazal darshan, it says in the Pasuk, al basori. The godl, mamash has to be touching the basori of the kein godl. He doesn't say that. You have to l'kicha. It's mavu in the Ran that pshat is has to be l'kicha tamah. You have to l'kicha of taking of the lulav. When there's a chasitza there, you have to be concentrated and focused on the l'kicha of the lulav. When there's a chasitza there, staring your l'kicha of the lulav. But then we can say that no kol noisoi ain't a chaitzis and it's not a problem. There's a mashinking by Shofar there that Avnezer learns that the Torah learns this Gemara that it has to be mamash in a gia touching the lip of the Shofar to the person's lip. Kamele, it's not going to help to say kol and noise in a chaitzis. As long as I'm not touching the lip of the shofar, I'm not going to be yotzer. The Lashon Mishnah Berurah is to be inon shepid meduvak l'shofar, and need that the person's mouth is touching the lip of the shofar. Says v'simoni brings a pasuk in Hosea, el chikach shofar. Kamele, if I'm not touching the shofar, I'm not going to be yotzer. Kamele, then it's very geshmak. Right, the Torah then continues, and the Torah says, mikam londu. This we kataka learn to a din of imhirchik as a shofar. Either pre-chodesh asked, there's no chasitza in the case. But the chasam was never the chasitza. The chasam was that I'm lacking that touching and that touching the lip of the shofar. The mela realized the chasitza. If I'm not touching the shofar, we learn from this din, this Gemara Shano of Sipur Zav, that you're not yotze if you're not touching the lip of the shofar. I'd like to say a few words about Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. The question is asked, why did Chazal establish that Simchas Torah, the day we finish the Torah, is on after Sukkot? Wouldn't it make more sense to have this Yom Tov on Shavuos, the day we finish the Torah, the day we matan Torah, the day we receive the Torah? Rav Shach would explain with the following. Rav Chaim of Lozhin in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim brings from the Zohar Kodesh that every person is Odom Cotton, every person is a small world, and he says that the heart corresponds to the Kodesh HaKdoshim, and he goes on to say that the Mishnah in Brachos hints to this, where it says, Yichav Nesliboy, you can get Kodesh HaKdoshim. All year round, the person's heart is as hard as stone, because of the Yisahara and his Averus, as the Gemara in Sukkah gives seven names to the Yisahara, one of them is Evan. The Yisahara comes and hardens the heart. And the Avodah, during Kodesh Elul, during the Yom Niroim, is there to soften the heart, to open the heart, to make it raw for thoughts of Teshuvah, and to be Kabbalah and do sincere Kabbalah's Oymach Shemaim. And just like when Klai saw blue shofars in the time of Yericha and the seven walls collapsed, so too when we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah, it's meant to make the heart tremble and break those walls we have built around it. And then it comes to Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and it comes to Yom Kippur, and we say the Avinu Malkeinu, we say the Slichos, we speak about Mor Hashem Lekecha, Es Levavcha, Ves Levav Zarecha, and throughout most of Yom Kippur, throughout the whole Mu'ilah, we have the Ona Kodesh opens, and the heart's open. And then the Yom Tov Sukkot arrives, and we open on our Kodesh, we say the Shanas, we take out the Sefer Torah, on Shana Rabbah we take out all the Sefer Torah, and we go and we circle around the Sefer Torah, because this is the next step. Very nice, the heart's open, the heart's off, but then what? What's inside the heart? What's coming out of the heart? The Torah, that's what's inside the heart, and we go and circle it, and show its importance and significance to us. But the peak and the climax is on Simchas Torah, where we go and we take the Sefer Torah, and we dance with them, and we rejoice with them, and we show that this is the greatest joy we have in this world. Ein b'libeinu ela echad, the Gemara in Pesachim teaches us. This is our greatest joy we have in this world. As Chazal tell us, that Klal Yisrael are compared to a date tree. Why? Because unlike all other trees, when they grow in all different directions, where the branches grow in different directions, but the date tree has one bark, one trunk, which goes straight to the top until it blossoms, so to Klal Yisrael have one heart, which is completely devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. So when it comes to Simchas Torah, and we're going to say Atareis Ledas Ki Hashem Olekim Einim Avadai, this represents the days which have just passed. It's its summary, its meaning, and its lesson. And there's nothing else in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. This is our world. This is our greatest joy. This is Pshat why Chazal put Simchas Torah after the Yom Tov Sukkos, because this is the message we have to take with us throughout the year. If we want the Kedusha to last, if we want this earth to last, if we want the heart to remain soft, we have to take this message with us and remain in with the Torah throughout the year. There's Gemara in Moed Kotten Daf Tesh, which tells us about Rabbi Yonison and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, who learned Maseches Nedarim by the Rebbe Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And one day they came to say goodbye to the Rebbe. The next morning again they came to say goodbye to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So he told them, what's going on? You came to say goodbye to me yesterday already. So Talmidim told him, Rebbe taught us, even if you go and say goodbye to your Rebbe the day before, but if you then sleep in the town of your Rebbe that day, that night again, you have to go again and say goodbye. We learn this from Sukkim and Divra Yomim, when Shlomo Melech sent away the people, said B'yom HaShmini, Shmini Atzeres, Sholach HaSa'om, V'Barachil, that's a Chof Beis Tishri. And then it says, after it says B'yom Esrim, V'Sholosh L'Chodesh, Sholach HaSa'om. Chof Gimel. So since they slept in the town of the Rebbe, even they went to say goodbye the day before, but since they slept in the town of the Rebbe that night, they had to go again and say goodbye. So Fred the Marashah, I don't understand. Shlomo, the Talmid and Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai, they obviously thought they were leaving town, so they went to say goodbye, and then obviously something happened, so they went again and said goodbye. Klai saw, what are they thinking? Going to say goodbye on Shemini Atzeres? You can't travel on Shemini Atzeres. So the Ben Yishkai answers with a chiddush. He said they didn't go to say goodbye to Shlomo Melech. They went to the Kabul Menu Brochus Yom Atzeres. They went to get Brochus Shemi Rotzon She Kabul Brochus Bakoshes Yosim Mikol Hashana. Ben Yishkai is telling us that Shemini Atzeres Tefillas and Bakoshes it's ain't a day Mikol Hashana. We talk B'zeicha to use the next few days properly, so all our Tefillas and all Bakoshes can be answered.